Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KS1PPY, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Wednesday Night General Service Net. This net sells every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147, 165 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, or other similar information related to the radio art. Or as Wednesdays are, they tend to be general ham topics, anything that people have been doing in ham radio this week, or just anything that they have questions about. I don't actually have a topic prepared for tonight, so if anybody would like a topic discussed, please give me a call now. This is KS1PPY. Okay, not hearing any topics, let me jump over to announcements. The only announcements that I have for tonight are the upcoming test session on December 18th and the monthly club meeting on January 13th. And for the contest calendar coming up for this weekend, we have the ARRL EME contest, the Feld Hell Sprint, it's OKDX Ritty Contest, the RAC Winter Contest, and looks like Pendang DX Contest. So there's a couple contests that are going to be running this weekend, depending upon your preferred mode. One that looks rather interesting on December 17th is the Russian 160-meter contest. So if anybody's been brushing up your 160-meter antenna, it's a good time to test it out and try to see if you can work the guys in Russia. Does anybody else have any announcements before we move on? Okay, not hearing any additional announcements or subjects to be brought up, I guess what I could do, I'm going to take a question from the extra exam for the ARL extra question pool. And we'll just present it whether or not you know the right answer, and we'll at the end of the line of check-ins, we'll go over what the correct answer was. So the question for tonight is, why would a direct or flash conversion analog to digital converter be useful for a software-defined radio? Let's go ahead and start taking check-ins, and keep that question in mind if you have an answer for it. Call now.
QNHTV.
KX4KU.
KO4LUA.
KO4OVB.
Here is Kilo Mike 4 Oscar Zulu Hotel.
KN4SPL in and out tonight. Thanks for running the net, Zippy.
Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Bravo in and out.
WB7RAV in and out.
Okay, we'll hold up there just for a second. I have K1HTV, KX4KU, KO4LUA, KO4QVB, KM4OZH, KN4STL. Bob, thanks for joining us. You're in and out. And there was one that I think was doubled with. I heard KO4KBW, Kilo Bravo Whiskey. If I have that wrong or right, if that station could please let me know. I know they were in and out, but if you could please let me know your correct call sign.
Romeo Bravo Whiskey.
Roger that. Much appreciated. KO4 Romeo Bravo Whiskey. And WB7RAV. Okay, is there anybody else I didn't mention or that I got wrong? WB7RAV was in and out. Anyone else?
This is W4WMD Phoenix in Woodbridge, in and out.
KO4IUM. Okay, so add to that lineup, W4WMD Felix. Good to hear from you. Thanks for checking in. You were in and out. and KO4 IUM. So we'll go back up to the top of the list. Resident Elmer per se, K1HTV. Why would a direct or flash conversion analog to digital converter be useful for a software-defined radio? Oh, and the choices would be either all of them are correct, or very high speed allows digitizing high frequencies, very low power consumption decreases frequency drift, or immunity to out-of-sequence coding reduces spurious responses. K1HTV, go ahead.
This is K1HTV. I would say A, and okay about but that being one of the extra classes, tickets, questions. My extra class exam was 51 years ago, and things have changed since then. We had to draw schematics, and it was a lot different. No more multiple. It wasn't a multiple choice thing. Anyway, as far as activity, I'm getting ready for this weekend if the weather cooperates. Andy, K1RA and W8ZN and W8PT and maybe a couple others will be coming over to help work on the 90-foot tower. Get a finish up the work on the tower bearings that are located in the slip rings for the rotating tower, the guy rings. And if everything goes okay, if I can get it together, I'm trying to get the 20-meter five-element beam assembled. I made three wooden horses for the 36-foot-long boom. Made those up to this afternoon, and laid out the 36-foot boom with the five-element holders for the elements themselves. I've got to get the elements in place. I'll find them, make sure they're all measured properly, and then we'll hopefully jam it up the tower and clamp it to the below the top section. So hoping that the weather will cooperate and I can get all the pieces together and get everything done. And if everything works well, that antenna will be trammed up the top. It's going to be a fun job. For our DX this past week, yesterday, were two new ones on FT8. SV2RSG stroke A in Mount Athos. It's a monk over in Mount Athos and with the monasteries in Greece. Counts as a separate DXCC country. Worked them on 20 meters, and then yesterday evening worked them on 40. And also yesterday morning work S21DX in Bangladesh on 20-meter short path. And then in the morning was able to work next morning S31DX in Bangladesh on 40 meters via long path across the Pacific. So that was an interesting contact, and that was on 40. I think that's about it for now. We'll pass back to net control and see if I guess right on the answer. K1PPY from K1HTV.
All sounds good. Yeah, when I was reading this question, I thought, I wonder, how long it's been on the test and how the extra exam has changed over the years, how it would affect it. Because there's some questions on there that I shake my head on and go, I have never heard of any of this kind of stuff. I wonder if it's still even a thing in ham radio. So as I usually particularly go for the older technology ones at the circuit level, but that is what it is. KX4KU, give us your answer.
KS1PPY, KX4KU in the net. Thanks, Zippy. I'm concurring with Rich there on the answer as being A. Things like ADCs weren't even around to talk about for use in radios probably in 30 years ago. But all that stuff on the extra exam is still valid. So, because the concepts and theories are just, they may be in a chip, but the concepts and theories are still practical. Other than that, I have not been on the air that much. I am going to take down the dipole app, put the NSAID back up. I think just the way I have things, I'm hurting myself more than I'm helping on the transmit side. So I'm going to throw the NFED back up and see if I can notice a difference, because I'm just not getting out like I used to. So, and I think I know why, but I don't won't get into that right now. Then today's CWT remote again is the coded bug still lingering at my nephew's, and did it all remote, got 30, which is pretty good for remote, considering the lags that I have. See, I'm out of words, so I will turn it back over to you, KS1PPY, KX4KU, but tonight.
Sounds good. I guess that's kind of the testament to guys who say, oh, I'm too old to be an Elmer because all the new stuff is much different. The basic concepts still go. Actually, I had a guy on the radio the other night tell me, oh, I'm too old to be an Elmer. All of the stuff that I learned and took the test for was so long ago, I wouldn't know how to Elmer a new ham. And I had to give him that same basic concept. I said, no, well, all the concepts are the same. You may know it in more general and broad terms, you know, with bigger electronics. Now it's just smaller, but the concepts are all the same. SWR is still SWR. Resistance is still resistance. Capacitance is still capacitance, no matter how small or large the electronic is. So, yeah, good thing to remember. Let's see, KO4LUA, go ahead, give us your answer.
KS1PPY in the net, this KO4LUA. Because of my lack of knowledge on the total subject, I was just going to say all the below. So I would have to agree with everybody else because I'm not sure of the correct answer. Beyond that, on the subject of my antenna tuner, I'd like to thank everybody for their help and guidance the other night, because it is working now. And actually, I just worked Moldova, and I worked Indonesia this morning, so it seems to be working good. So thank you all. That's about it. KS1PPY in the net, KO4LUA.
Sounds good. Yeah, Moldova is one that I wanted to work on several bands. I just can't remember which ones they were. It keeps coming up in my grid tracker with the country I haven't hit yet, but I can't remember which band it is that I've not been able to land a contract. Good on you for getting that done. Let's see. Go down. KO4QVV. Lewis, go ahead. Give us your comments.
Good evening, KS1PPY. This is KO4QVV. So, as a newer ham on the net here, the only thing I think I have to do is do something else versus everyone focusing on A. So I'll go with D. No rhyme or reason. I'm just going to go with D. So what I've been doing, with the equipment I have is, I just set up my radio outside, my antenna outside, with my little portable, and I can reach, obviously, the Woodbridge repeater. I can reach this repeater to a certain degree, and I just get on the net and just practice talking and getting comfortable with the process. KS1PPY, this is KO4QBB, back to that.
Yeah, roger that. Choose your answer and stick with it. I like it. Yeah, roger on all the getting used to things. That's one of the harder parts, getting used to everybody's call signs, getting to know how people are expecting you to talk. So the nets are one good way to do that. Thank you for coming out. The only thing I can say is on your a little bit of a signal report, you are a bit scratchy and a bit trying to think of the word, very, very low. There's a lot of interference in there, so you might start thinking about upping your antenna concept just a little bit. Look at building yourself a Yagi antenna and pointing it in the direction to kind of up your gain in that
direction of whichever repeater you're trying to hit, or whichever direction your distant end you're trying to hit. That may be a fun part of your next steps in getting up there is improving your antenna. Like Rich will say, the antenna is the key to good communications in there. If you get that right, no matter what radio you put on it, you'll have better results. But good to go. KM4 OZH, Gil, go ahead.
KS1PPY, this is KM4 OZH. Well, good evening, Sippy, and everybody on the net. And thanks for taking the net this season. I know it's pounding on you, but you're doing a fine job there. I don't have much. I've just been working a little bit on the suspension on the mobile here. It's only a month till January VHF contest, so can't wait till the last minute on these things. And as far as the question goes, well, I'm going with D. That's the one that answer that sounded the most logical to me. So put me down for D. Rich is probably right, though. That's usually the way that it is. But that's all I got for this evening. Good to hear everybody. And this is KM4 OZH back to net.
Yeah, you bring up the January VHF, and I'm so tempted to try to put together a mobile setup, but I already know with work being the way it is, there's no way I could get it together in time to actually do a contest with it. I'm going to be hard-pressed to, we're about to start getting into Virginia QCell party territory coming up March, so I know we're going to start hearing announcements for things like that coming up soon. Good on you. Good to hear you. It's been nice. And this is KS1PPY with the Wednesday night general service net. A question for the night that we're trying to get answered. Why would a direct or flash conversion to analog or conversion analog to digital converter be useful for a software-defined radio? Is it, A would be that all the choices are correct, but B, very high speed allows digitizing high frequencies. C, very low power consumption decreases frequency drift, or D, immunity to out-of-sequence coding reduces spurious responses. Let's see, we had KN4SPL next, but he was in and out. KO4 Romeo Bravo Whiskey, give us your answer, over. Oh, actually, you know what? He may have been in and out. So we have two other in and outs, and the next one down on the list, KO4IUM. Go ahead, give us your answer.
KS1PPY is KO4IUM. I'm going to disqualify myself from answering the question. Been studying for my extra exam. Didn't know the answer, didn't want to guess on it, so I flipped over and opened my study material here and took a look to understand the answer and why the answer was the answer. So I'll DQ myself from answering that and just give a quick update on what I've been doing. The 4-H Radio Club met earlier this week and had their holiday party and did some work on designing a club QSL card. So that's something that they're working on over this next month, and then we'll present it, and we'll be getting them printed in January. And then at my home station, I've been doing here and there a little bit of FT8 as I've had time with the meteor shower that peaked earlier this week. I tried to do some MSK-144. Saw stations receiving and spotting and reporting my signal and saw stations, but the two never correlated. So was not able to successfully make a QSO in that mode yet, but still fun to play with it and learn with it. So that's it from me. KO4IUM, back to net.
Well, good on you for the honesty, and good on you for the EME. I wanted to get more into that. Time just is not on my side for keeping track of when we got showers going and being around the radio at the time to do it. But just stick with it. You'll get a contact. I think the first time I tried it, it took me a little while to get one contact. I think I've only ever made one MSK-144 contact anywhere. So I don't know. We'll see. And yeah, part of me doing it from the extra pool versus the general pool is because I am also trying to fit some time to study in there. So I figure since somebody's got to pick up the net, I'd go ahead and kind of include a study question in there to sort of help me move along with studying. So don't feel bad that you turned it over to get the answer. That's what I'm doing in bringing it up as a topic. As another announcement for anybody out there, we are definitely looking for more net controllers. Brad wasn't able to hit tonight, and I picked it up because there wasn't anybody else. So we definitely would appreciate some volunteers. You can send an email to farinet@w4va.org, or look me up on QRZ and send me an email yourself, KS1PPY. So the answer to the question was actually B, very high speed allows digitizing high frequencies. And the little card flip over thing says a direct conversion or flash ADC is optimized for speed at the expense of almost every other parameter. The ADC requires a comparator for every possible output code. This limits the number of output bits, since each additional bit will double the complexity of the device. Since the output can be determined essentially as fast as a compare and priority encoder can run, flash ADCs can be produced capable of a gigahertz sampling rate. High sampling rates are required for a software-defined radio, since the sample rate of the ADC is often a limiting factor in the bandwidth of the radio. And the little test tip that goes along with that is remember that the V-flash runs at very high speed. So the answer was B, very high speed allows digitizing high frequency. Let's go. Is there anybody else who would like to join us or any rechecks? Give me a call.
W8BT.
Kilo Oscar 4, Papa Hotel, Mike, in and out.
Whiskey 4, Alpha Tango, in and out.
All right. We got W8BT. Travis, good to hear from you. I got KO4PHM, Richard Fallon, Culpepper, and W4AT. Claude, I guess, out of Fairfax. In and out on both of those last two. Thank you guys for swinging by and checking in. We appreciate it. W8BT, go ahead with your comments.
Hey, good evening, Sippy and everybody on the net. Came in a little bit late, but just wanted to say you're doing a fine job on the net, and I would have had no idea on the question myself, but I think you said the answer was D, correct?
And that lineup of the ones that they gave us, the answer was B, as in Bravo. Very high speed allows digitizing of high frequencies. Over.
Okay, very good. Well, so I guess everybody was wrong. But anyway, yeah, it's been a while since I took the extra test. And I don't seem to remember that one, but that's been a long time ago. Or 5 years ago anyway now, I think. But anyway, just want to say you're doing a great job on the net. And hopefully the weather will be good for Saturday, and enjoy my time down at Rich's. And anyway, that's it from here. W8BT, back to net.
Roger that. Well, thank you. Thank you for swinging. And your test probably may not have included that one. You know, there's only a certain number of questions they can give, and the extra pool has a lot more of them and a lot more questions on the test. But, yeah, it may not have been in there, but it's a possible one. I could possibly get that question, so. Time to study it up. We'll go one last call for any late check-ins or rechecks, and then we'll call it a night. I got to get back to work anyway. This is KS1PPY. Give me a call.
KX4KU recheck.
All right, KX4KU recheck. And I just realized that I may have forgotten an announcement for everybody to pay their dues, so I'll let you take that one, KX4KU. Go ahead.
KS1PPY, KX4KU. Actually, I wasn't going to mention that, but now that you do, yes, please pay your dues. Renew now while you're thinking about it, and it will help us keep the operating of the club for 2022. No, I was just going to say, just to let some people know that I believe right now they're when I took the extra exam, is a different pool than there is now. They just released a new pool that just went into effect, I should say. New pool of questions. So for people like Travis who don't remember it, That could be why, because it wasn't in the pool when you got your extra license. Just going, that's all I wanted to say. KS1PPY, KX4KU back to that.
Roger that. Actually, yeah, you're right. The questions for the current pool of amateur class questions runs from 2020 to 24. So if you took the test, the extra test prior to 2020, that question may not have been in the pool. Fantastic. All right. Well, this has been the Farrell Wednesday Night General Services Net. This is KS1PPY. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. If you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to faranet@w4va.org. Stand by for tones. And this has been KS1PPY, closing the FARANET and returning the repeater to normal use. Thank you and good evening, everybody. 7-3.